About the edition of Mishnah Berurah Siman Lamed Beis. So Siman Lamed Beis is about the Ksivas HaTefillin. So most practical thing you have to know about the Ksivas HaTefillin is in terms of you have to make sure to get a Sefer Yerush Shemayim who's bucking in Hefes Tefillin. As you see, there are a lot of complicated halachas, and someone has to somebody who knows the halachas. And, you know, sometimes as time goes on, maybe the person knew the halachas when he started, but I think it's a cuskusness if he said, like, you know. Some people they learn something they have to cause right away. Some people, like, they remember for a week. You know, good Baal Kishrin remembers for a month. Super Baal Kishrin a year. Yechidei Sgula 10 years. Well, you know, everyone has to cause at some point, right? Everyone forgets. And therefore, there is somebody trying to make a mapecha, you know, amongst the Sefer Stam, to make sure everyone has tests and to make sure everyone chazes and everyone has hechsher. And, you know, it's a very chashva thing, and Hashem is so he's like to accomplish what he's trying to do. But like, upon the first maila in the Sefer that should be Yerushalayim, like, the first halach in Sif Aleph. The first halach in Sif Aleph, you have to write Tefillin Keseder. And the way it's in the Torah, Mishin Apostle. You write it just like you say, you are Apostle. So, you know, each parasha Tefillin now is like, say, 4,000 shekel, and you write it, and like, you know, Mishra brings down. If it was caution afterwards, something got stuck together, apostolated, or there was a mistake, and the guy didn't realize, the guy just spent like hours and hours and hours, and like, it's a suffix, machlekes, some of shasachak on shita yichida, unless the person's a tremendous Yerush Shamayim, you know, there definitely could be issues. Fine. Like, one of the guy brings down that when you're writing Tefillin, you have to write Kaddish, Vayik V'echa, Shema, and Vayim Shemoya. You have to write it Al Seder, and if you do it Shloel Seder, it's going to be possible. Shloel Seder can be B'shas Aksiva, but if you do Shloel Seder, if there's something wrong, it's going to be possible. What then if it came possible afterwards? Now it's like totally possible. The letter got smudged, or disappears. You know, that happens sometimes. I checked my mezuzahs. And one of the mezuzahs, like, it's disintegrated, like, was missing half the parasha, so you just opened it up, and, like, sometimes over time, I have to check mezuzahs every once in a while. So kids are, if it's only came possible to go ahead and fix it, then it's going to be possible. If it has a tzuras o'is, it just needs, like, a tikkun. Sometimes the tag can get messed up, or really has a tzuras o'is, and you just have fixing it up, and it needs a little, what's the right word, I'm not sure. Well, tinkering, I guess, or then it's beseder. But if it's not something which has a passes, then it's going to be a problem. There are those which there's a chum, I think, with Chai Adam, not to take parashas which had any, they went back for anything. So there's a tagin, any tikkun, and anything are. It's very expensive. Chumra.
And
what? No. It's like Yerushalayim and the Yerushalayim, like not to get call anything which had any shum, anything, you know. Now, in terms of the parashas, you're supposed to write the Ramah brings down right to Shiyad and the Shoreish. Why? That's the Seder Advarim. Some people say do that because Shoreish is Kamur Mishayad, and therefore do the Shoreish before the Shiyad. The Minig is like do the Ikeram Baga, and B'diavad there's no Kpeda. B'diavad is no Kpeda. The other is not to pay the Shiyad, the Shoreish goes first. The minig is like we do the Ramah, we do the Shiyad for the Shoreish, but the Vada B'diavad is not going to be any Kpeda. Mishra brings down that Sefer Kavanis Lachili is a literally call a parashas Shoreish Shiyad Ritzufim, but they have to be named Bashun Dibur Klav. That has anything to do with straight, not to be mapsik at all, and to write it all in one shot. Already they bring down from that this is something which is not so. Practical, this Sefer brings down that if somebody's gonna get tired in the middle and it's not gonna do a good job and it's very difficult, then you wanna do it separate times, then it's better to do it separately and have a nice exam than sit there straining and do it all at one time. And B'dakal, no one does it. I'm saying to write all at one time takes a lot of hours. And B'dakal is not something which the people would do. Now we say, Machlekes, what goes for Shiyad or Shoreish? If somebody does part of Shiyad and then part of Shoreish and then part of Shiyad, then for sure you're out. You messed up and you didn't coin to nobody. The two monogam. Shiyah goes first, that's the order, Yan and Reish. Reish goes first because more Chomer, because it's more Chomer. We have two opinions, two Shitas in the place. But to do half and half, that Avada is like nobody, And that's something which should not be done. Now, let's say something as a suffix in terms of who wasn't sure which was written before the other one. Notice that which has to be written for the other one is that, and as I write it like a seder, then it's going to be puzzle. But if I find something which is written, if I find a different sefer or a different parashia such or before that, then it's going to be kosher. It doesn't puzzle. It maybe passes the tefillin, and that's in tefillin maybe it passes it, but it doesn't pass that. Some passages you can work it out and find a different one, and that's going to be okay. So let's say you have a suffix, you open up your tefillin, your grandfather's tefillin from way back then, and you find like three of the passages are good, one of them aren't good, and you have the other grandfather's tefillin, and pum, mama she's been a shemayim. History, Pasha, Pulse, and one's good, and one is good, and Mamash is a big shidduch. Now you're proud, we're not sure which one's written first. And if it's written to Shalala Seder, then it's going to be Pulse. So Mishmaru says that you have to be Machmir, a Suffolk, you have to be Machmir, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Fine. Mechabin Sebesa, Sharei Shitala Klaf Echad Bovad, Sharei Shirei on. Sorry, you have to collect the klaf of Levada. Shoresh gets four separate klafim, and Shoyad gets one klaf. It's not going to be ma'akid. Now, that was Shoyad has to be one klaf. Levada has to be four separate amudim. So, Yom Shoy, one, two, three, four has to be four separate amudim. Each parash, the amud, each parash has to be amud b'fnatzman, has to be separate. Fine. Now, but again, the ink which they use. So, the first shaila is, do you need lishma or not? So, the Mishmar brings down that you don't need lishma. It says there ain't tzarich lasas lishma, and Metzbeker then doesn't need lishma. Doesn't be written the same. The Shevi Levi and Shuv and Chilek Tess and also Moshe Stumbach. They bring down the Ari Shanim and say there is a mile having the diyar lishma, and definitely the Mechuder Deka Seferim. You know that's what they do. They get a diyoy which is written on the Shema. And some reason Al brings down lechila should be from the eights. You make the ink from wood. So what happens then? You might have diyoy shachar, should be diyoy shachar, should be mefatzim, or ben shlemi mefatzim. I don't care about that. Chil yach melichil b'diyoy is to be ashen eitzim, it should be ashen eitzim, or shmanim should be mefatzim. And if you write Kosov Oisachas Vishamini Swam Isov, then it's going to be possible. So this is a standard thing which all all the Sefer use. And they just get the standard thing, which we bring out other things that he brings down. There's a mile has to be ksav shekhali machik. On one hand it has to be a ksav which is able to erase. If you write put a kumkum kankanim, which is oimen in nimchach is not so good, the chalchila. And the chilish bisam which is shekhali machik. You don't want something which is gonna erase too quickly. Because he brings down a day, also Moshe Neishes Shmonim is Kakum Nuch Menakel. Like in the Gemara, he says we only do the Minigar Amal because that gets erased very, very, very quickly. And therefore, you know, we want it Yochli Machlik, but not that gets erased too quickly. You want your film to last many, many years. And the guy brings down that there's Alach Mukav Gvul. Mukav Gvul is very important. It's Alach and Sefer Torah and Tefillin that the every Eis has to be surrounded by the Gvul. Gvul is the thing which you write on, and every Eis has to have area around it. That's why. If you have two letters touching, so there could be a problem that now maybe it changes to Rasa'is. That could be one problem with it. Even if it doesn't change to Rasa'is, is it clear? That it's, you have Aleph and Alamed and whatever. It's in the case where Lav Dafka changes the Rasa'is, but there's Alacha that the Alacha has to be Muk of Gvil, has to be surrounded by Muk of Gvil. Even if you have the Ois at the end of the parchment and it's not touching anything, but it's gonna be a problem because it's not Mukav Gvul, and therefore you have to go ahead and fix it. Now, in terms of fixing, which brings down, I mean, you have to go in and fix it. Why do you have to go in and fix it? Because being that it's not Nishtan Shus Ais, so therefore if it's not Nishtan Shus Ais, then you go and fix it. If it does Nishtan Shus Ais, then it's going to be a problem. Let's say you have to bring it to Sefer Rav to figure out whether it does change Shus Ais or it does not change the Shus Ais or not.
Does it change the suicide
standards? Possible, because it's going to be you can't fix it. So what should we do in Machlokes? Let's say it's a very big ice, and if you would be megar that chilek the ice, it still have a stress ice. It says yes, Machshir says not a problem. Chalav, just who cares about the part? VH Paislin, if he's going to bring lachmer, they should go ahead and erase that part. And if it's a very big ice, Do you have to just say, I could scratch it out the first, okay, or no, you have to go ahead and scratch it, and the maestro, we should go ahead and scratch it. And the main thing, halacha, mitzvah is a mitzvah to go ahead from the Mordechai to be miyabri tefillin b'im fem b'chus. And this is a very interesting shayla. There's a mitzvah zekei d'van ve'yu. Is any mile getting nice parashas? Who cares? You know, the two halakim every zekei d'van ve'yu. There's hiddur mitzvah in halacha, and there's hiddur mitzvah in the niceness. Now the shayla is something which you can't see is any mile of having the nicest being nice, because nothing which is, you know, you can understand it. We get a nice shina esrig, you can see it, and maybe there's a yipoy. The question is there a yipoy on something which is befnim and no one sees? Is there a zekei d'van ve'yu? So here they bring a riot. It's a mitzvah to make it nice, get nice parashas. The person pinim b'chutz, and you know there's a mila of maybe pinim b'chutz, and there's zeikin leve. Even though one can't see it, there still would be a mila of that. There's always now, which is more important, the hiddur and the ksav, or hiddur and the halacha? Okay, that's always a balance, you know, for how much. You know, the person who, like, well, I mentioned, I ordered from writing it. So it's interesting. Halacha, that you're supposed to write in your right hand. If you shush the adav. Right, the smallest be puzzle. Somebody says, okay, somebody says small, not sure where somebody do it, be puzzle. If you're.
It's only the
Chakira,
that's
why it's. What do you say? It's only the Chakira. So that's like, which brings down that if you're Shavish, the Yadav, if you're Kazimel, it's going to be kosher. I feel him Shav, be he says, I'm Evsher, let me say, Chirim Yenichem. If you can't find it, achloy varchale. You know, it's only chachila. It's not going to be makiv. It's really a shaila. In other words, there's only needed when you write something with your left hand. It says on Shabbos you're patur, right? It's not. So the shaila is the pshat when you write your left hand. The pshat is that it's not a ksav, and that's why it's going to be puzzle. Or the shaila is the reason you write your left hand. It's not malachs machshavas. It's a Shabbos tikkun. Shabbos has malachs machshavas. That's me nice, and it's a shinoi. Shinoi is a modern Shabbos. That's where it really is coming from. The bimachleks and the achrenim, sefer chumas and others. And it's not like I learned. Okay, anywhere from psak. We need to speak about it. I guess in Gittin, when in Gittin you put in that like but al kapanim, you know, it's not just ksav or ksav with.
See, it is ksav.
Right. It's b'chagish in the Rishayim. B'chagish in the Rishayim. Whether it's part of his Nishkin Ksav, or it's a Ksav, and it's a Ksav. Here the Akhra is a right for me, it is a Ksav, yeah. Because Gittin seems a bit not like that. This is when it seems to come away very correctly. You know, it's a Tera Rucha bad. But like upon him, Apikabala, they only take righties. They don't take lefties. Kachayim exams are Zach. You know, we're not really... Also, Apikabala, we're not really like... So what's the name of it? So by the Chnasa Sefer Torah. So I can't remember the next story. Like a Rosengarten from Briska Kel came. A Rosengarten from the Briska Kel. He's had the sad of the non-shul things over the years. Like he the Elder Sefer Torah he got fast. He was the one who got a class and thought, oh, yeah, whatever, we need to, you know, help us out. So Kitsi came, so he, I wish he was it, he was lefty. Everything he wrote, with, I think he wrote with his right hand, and he was a lefty with everything else. So Kitsi, the shy was, like, that's a lot of here. Let's say you have over here somebody who...
There's other way here, no? You see you lefty here.
Lefty and right in your ear. He writes his right hand and does malchus small. Well, the other way around. Don't think for a safer. Don't think for a safer because it's like tefillin. So I'm like, right? You write one and do the other. You shouldn't take him for a safer. But David and Lessa, David, you know, the answer just said he was like that. So his father, I think it was, like trained him like to write with the other hand also in order to whatever. So he said, like, he had some story, like, you know, so now the Shabbos, he switches hands in order to not to get into the Shaila, because the Maisa, if he does everything left with the right, so come out, if you have a person like that, the Maisa, he should not be writing it.
When they come to writing, the ice, like, writing the actual ice, or just...
So he said that also, there's certain letters of Yashua's Mach, there's some letters, assuming that's just ice, maybe not, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but there's certain letters that has a source ice without the in middle, and right. It's kosher.
And the Shavu says, if you're not writing the
actual there's certain iciest of shadows that the ice exists, and you're just like filling it in. So we saw Yashu, when he used to go do the Ksivas Isis by Sefer Torah, he used to try to get the he's makrit to get certain oisius, the ones which would tag would be possible without him doing it, and you know whatever mail that is, maybe some other time. But that's with that.
Fine, we're not makrit on a couple of the lefty you can't read. Saying I'm a lefty, so it's fine.
Yeah, we're not. No, we're not. Mr. Bruce says, good, it's okay, and people are basically going to pick up all of it. Fine. Ain't so excited, Kim Shita. You know, you only have to do. Excited, Kim Shita. You know. Any day you ask Shita with Sita, then you decide to go shoes. Because there's a lot of Sita, whether we need Sita or not. The mice. Yeshimim said, "Tzach said, 'Tamul ma'alamatim istadam apishet davut.' It doesn't get there, right? I don't know that the shiva, I'm sure, about the sig of sirtet. So mechaber goes, you only do the shita yaina. The ramar goes, you have to misate 'Tamul ma'alamatim istadam apishet davut b'leis sirtet.' And what's the reason why that's zakim aveil? About b'di'evet, if you wrote a b'leis sirtet, even wrote a kumois, it's not kapasal tefillin. And it's all out zakim aveil and." That they just recited everything, and yeah, that's really the meaning. Now, halacha zayin is negay like this. Halacha mesina tefillin is al klaf, like the sustus, like gvel. There's klaf, the sustus, and gvel. It's three different parts. The three different iris in the ksivas, when it comes to ksivas. So it's time to give a nice like dumb over here and the yeshu mishnah berurah. And so, The three different chalakim was considered what? So mechaber brings like this: what's klaf and sukkusis? The R is split into two, pshas tibud. The chiluk achitzain, which is the tzad aser towards the top, that's called klaf. The inside towards the bottom, that's called the sukkusis. So fizay, I can recognize that klaf mokam basar and b'mokam yuisakar b'basar. Right, klaf mokam basar is the part which is closest to the basar. Klaf is only any color, so we don't split the klaf as a din of a klaf. And you write the side busser. So that was McGrath Kupal, you know, Mukim Sir, it's only in order to smooth out. And you know that's what it is. Now there's a chay odum, which the you know the Mukhabi says that our klaf, which we're not splitting, is okay. They just splitting, take off the top of the layer. That's just to the technical achikay. That's going to be okay, and it's going to be okay. Mr. Rubin is not the chadim. If you gur more than that, so the shulchan says not called klaf. It's only klaf. You took off the mamas a little tap. If you do too much, it's not going to be considered klaf, and it's going to be a problem. And from last year on klaf. So if you gur too much, going to chayalim, it's going to be possible. Some safe and chew is mekel. He says they can even do up to half, and he says that that you know the initial holds only the top part. That's considered klaf. And the top a little bit is not a problem. Take a little part, the top chiluk of it, that's considered klaf. And you go further down, it's going to be puzzle. Mashing it up some safer holds that no, klaf is a thick thing. And it's all considered klaf, you can gar a lot of it, it's not going to be a problem. Now the Matthias is only the much more the minig is really not gonna help. Minig is they split it and take a much more and whatever. It is a hider. There is a hider. Yashiv held that there is a hider to get like the chayadim. I went to shiur from the Morgenstern Stam way back in the day. He's one of the. See, Stam at some. Stop tape recording a second. You know the minig always was really not the chayadim. You know it is a. You know it definitely is a hider. But no, definitely the minig was not like that. What sif is that? So sif ches discusses about ibud. Ibud. So ibud has to be lishma. If they do it lishma, that's to lishma. And in terms of what is do lishma, so Mishra says like a little bit of an issue that if you do it lishma sefer Torah, so then if you afterwards sumav lishma tefillin lishma sefer Torah, ibud lishma is going to be possible. If you do lishma is and now you want to go out and use it for sefer Torah tefillin, you can't do that because it was ibud for a low level kedusha. Do it for a high level kedusha, so then b'chalam sayimana, and then you're allowed to do it. He says, "Alpha became even though I did it for a high level kedusha, I did the shema same sefer Torah. Muta l'chanish tefillin mezuzos, even though this is more kala. But davarchol, he says, aser to make a shinoi, unless you made it tonight that you want to be mishanit, then you could do it. you can mishan it for a davar chal. So I guess you always do it for the higher level, and then afterwards, you know, you want to go down, we say that it's not going to be a problem. It's not considered like it's not a harayim kedusha because it's not chal kedusha yet. You're just saying I want this to be the shame. Kedusha sefer Torah. It's not a davar. It's not kedusha sefer Torah to it yet. It doesn't have anything to it yet, and therefore it'd be mutter to go ahead and change it down. After you did a mice or started writing on it already, that gave it a kedusha. But just because of money, there's nothing if you go ahead and you can go and do it. I'm sure we that. What's the what's the best thing to do when you put the sefer? You should put it in the Irish. You should say, "I know it's not Irish elitech. Shem kedusha sefer Torah. I mean, masna that I want to change it whenever I want to write to change it. As I'm making out tonight, this week kedusha sefer Torah. I want to change something else. Then I'm allowed to go ahead and change it, and it's okay. Not like what people do is they say I'm doing it all the sefer Torah, all the tefillin, all the mitzvahs, or all the rishus, because that the chen of a sefer that works, because that'd be telling me. If I'm doing one of these four things. So then it's Shalom Breira. Same Torah. Shalom Breira. Different one. But say I'm doing it. Same Sefer Torah. If I want, I can change it. So that type of thing works. And that's what you're doing. And you do the Shema, it's the Torah, it's the Shema. So this is very obvious. Sugya Arucha, really. When it comes to certain Sugya Shas, that comes all over. Like Pinnacle, the Shema. Sometimes, like, after. Even over here, we had it. Like, sometimes you have to, like, speak it out. And deeper Machshava is not enough. And sometimes we find that deeper is not enough. Over here it says it's lachachila. No, it's a din lachachila. It's a tweeb. He said it's fasa. It's not an akiv. It's like ibush. Shem avda shem tefillin. Shem sefer Torah. And it's tweeb to do it. But you have it. Which reminds me of the dag machshava. So in the beginning of the issue, aik siva, we said that yatsiva pivot, you're doing lishma. It's not dag machshava alone. It's no good. Which I mentioned last week about the story about why I have to be Yerush Mayim. A guy once told me, like, yeah, every time to say the Shema, he doesn't remember, like, you know, it's possible, throwing the garbage. I mean, not throwing the garbage, but I put up in whatever. I'm saying, like, but I could buy him, like, see what's ma'akiv. So the reason why Shekhan Arab says, it was something on the sheet, those that only, like, from even Klaf Lashma is Machalikis and Rishainim. But see if it's safe for Chumu, oh, is that Machalikis? It's not, so it's here to do things for the Evdavis. Okay, but if I let Chila once you say, Chila, you're doing it. You're doing it the Shema. So kids, you do it for the high level and not do it for the low level. I say so some Abed in Afatsam said, why do these things? The Kuvihi, let me get Klaf Beleza, like Diftera, because you have to take it off. So you put in Yinich Arbet Sid Ad Shipal Aser Meila Vaydegrera. You should do it that till it falls off naturally. Now I'll be in Garret. Heitz Kenoch and Diftar. I love you. Take a point. Don't write it because it's Diftar and it's going to be possible. I was trying to make it into Klaf. So some people are chilek. It's safer to take it after 4 days. The Diav is not paid. Now the question is, because of me, like nowadays, a lot of modern day things that they could do to be a lot more efficient and quicker. So they're going to send the herbs for 4 days and soaking it, and you can get it very, very quick. And should you do it? So the mice, they don't like changing the city. Ibu is no Kamadeiros, and they do that plus maybe, you know, just to make it maybe work a little better, more efficient, and add on things. So they're not gonna, you know, let it soak and put it in sit and let it soak and whatever. Why? Because you know this is really a very great to sugya, really lashkafa in terms of. You know, certain things we say out shana besides midar dar, and certain things we say not like that. And, I mean, the answer regal achas, I guess not really the form for it right now, but a different time, is more like, you know, it's nimsa gdala dar, you know, with their tremendous insight and vision, you know. Also, the Bishkov said, like, I'm not like my father. My father could see, like, 2 days in the future. I'm like, 70 years. I'm like, see 10 years. You know, like, I'm never, whatever, but I'll go find him. And, you know, and their tremendous insight, like, what things, yeah, what things not. Are we always going to understand it exactly? No, probably not. But certain things try to, as we start changing it, I think like this, so the makers of the help try, you start doing like that, so like, then they're going to come out, everything by machine or by whatever, and who knows what and where and when, scan. Like this, is the way to do it. Is right, I mean, yeah. And therefore, that's what the help. Right, so you put into the what he's supposed to do with he's supposed to do it. Shmuel Mechayim is not about a guy doing it. In the mice, I'll pee whatever they do. Everything I did, Jews keep coming out of everything. Whatever, they definitely hit it like that. But if any Yehudi, if a guy did it, the Rambam was possible. He sold. This is a second get it, right? Chavdal Chavay. He sold even a Gabov. The Rosh has his kosher. If he helps it also in the Avoda, it's not a bit serif. He helps it. He helps it also. He does mice also. Says some sakasu things. The mice, Mishra brings down that I feel like sirak safely, but it works. I feel gamma sele irak shutta from the rak. It's the kosher. Kozem misabiyam. I've had the other rush kosher without sia. That this heavy guy is doing that in Afshay. The first going to be pasul. Or he's doing that he saw. The first going to be kosher. And this machlekes mechaber and the Rama. So meaning the minhag for Yachrayim is that Yisrael Batsmi Pitaris into the Sila Shema, telling Akim that all the regular malachas which he do it, it's also be on the Shema, and if there's the Akim could do it because he just, since Yisrael started it, then it's going to be okay. Mechaber brings down in terms of what the klaf is. So the klaf should be, there's a hider and klaf, of course, Moshe Lomani, Avedis Yad. Avedis Yad is, Avedis Yad is more into the Shema because of all the machine matzahs and whatever. Avedis Yad is definitely a chumrah which costs money. It's a kedai, more like a chumrah, to go ahead and do. That's it's just more, more of the Shema, and those costs, definitely cost more money. But how much more money does it cost? So the klaf should be arbei mechayev if a tyrant should be something which is tar. Universal treves is car. It has to be min which is tar. This is matir tashem lepicha min amot lepicha. Has to be min which is amot lepicha which is tar. Not min be mechayev which is tummy. Even if this animal is strafe, but because it's novela, but it's a min which is amot lepicha, then it's going to be okay. Mashen kain universal treves is not okay. So that's mishalim shouldn't be nekavim. That the D.I. should be over love. Yeah, but come on, so kids have been together, just about one more time. The most important thing is to get your Shemaim with Stam. It's good to spend money, that's very expensive, but it's a one time investment, you're chilling. And Zuzus, it's a one time investment, so it's good to spend the money to get over this yard and to get the various different houses. It's something like by when buying the knowledge, I get a bit of Seattle. Whatever, nice, But,
Got it then?
But I would say, buying once, whatever, just do it, whatever. So I have to raise more money. It's okay, work a little harder. My hands work a little harder, whatever. Whatever it is. I'll come find them. Okay. And a nice, talk some Seattle Shmai. It went pretty quickly. And what we do? We went 3 years old in the VM. So it was extremely quick. And we had Seattle Shmai. I'm sure I'm actually going to Seattle Shmai.